Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Ayin Gimel. So we're just after Kiddush. Not since it's a shir, I do want to give you a drop more than that's in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So I just want to point out, we touched upon it the other day. Shehiyanu, regarding Shehiyanu. So I just want to just add a little point. When women light candles on Yom Tov, so everyone knows there's a bracha of Shehiyanu. So do your wives say Shehiyanu when they light candles? So most Ashkenazim, they definitely do. Many Sephardim don't. So I just wanted to be ma'orer, somewhat important issue. What's the reason why it may be a problem to say Shehiyanu when you light candles? Because there's two possible hefseks you could be making. Because Shehiyanu is going on the holiday. And you're lighting candles. So you're saying a bracha for lighting candles. So you're supposed to light the candles right away. But you're making a little bit of a hefsek by saying Shehiyanu, which is not exactly kashur to the lighting the candles.
Another, the guys and women light the candles first anyway.
Not for Yom Tov. The men
most of it just like the Shabbat.
Okay, I saw it written by Ashkenazim that they do it the other way. I forget where. Okay, so some do say light candles. Okay, I forget the source, but I saw it by an Ashkenazi major Achron who says all women now they say the bracha before they light. So I guess it depends on your minhag. Fine. So that could be a problem. Okay, very good. That would avoid that one. The other hefsek is if you say Shehiyanu when you light candles. And then you listen to Kiddush. Does your wife? Should your wife answer Amen when you say Shehiyanu? But she was already Yotzei 100%. So when she says Amen, it's a shtickle hefsek. Now, it's not a real hefsek because she has a mind. You're doing Kiddush. It's part of Kiddush. But the evidence for sure not a hefsek. But it's still. So I saw in Shevet Alevi and Kornfeld said. Lechatchila, again, they don't go around and telling the ladies, but lechatchila, if they are going to say Shehiyanu when they light candles, they shouldn't say Amen to the Shehiyanu of the husband. Because it's a little bit of a hefsek. Again, not such a big deal, but and some point out, I think it's in the Shevet Alevi, but when it comes to the night that we're learning for Pesach, it's different. Because when they say Shehiyanu, that when they say Amen, it's also for Achilas Matzah. So it's a little different. But anyway, the other little issue could be is if you're saying Shehiyanu and you accept, and you're accepting Shabbos, if you say Shehiyanu before you light, can you strike a match? Because it's not fire from fire. So that could be another little hiccup. Anyway.
And if she's making a Seder by herself.
So she, all right, so the woman's not allowed to say Shehiyanu twice. And when you say Shehiyanu by lighting, you have to have in mind for matzah then.
Yeah.
There's no, we do not, Lamaisa, we do not say there's a bracha of Shehiyanu on matzah. It's a suffix. And so no one would say that again. All right. So that's a very good point. All right. Sorry for that. Okay. Again, Tav Ayin Gimel, Zayin. Moz Gimel Miyad Kosheni. So we're all familiar. Right after we say, this is right after the beginning of Halach Manya, the very beginning of Magid. We want to pour the wine right now. We don't need the wine until we get to the end of Magid. We all know by Lefichach over there when we drink the wine, but we want to do it right now. Why? Kedeshi shalu atinakot lama shatin kosheni kodam asuda. We never. The Balabait, or everyone around the table, never pours another cup of wine right away before they say Hamotzi. So you're doing something odd, and we want the kids to ask, what's going on? Remain Chachma Babain, and if the son doesn't have enough Chachma to ask, Abid Milamdo, so the father teaches him, Imein Mabain, there's no son over there, Ishto Shoato, then the wife should ask. It's part of the procedure of the night. V'im Lav, who show Elat Atzmo? If not, then he himself should ask the question. V'afilu Talmidei Chachamim Shorolim Zelazeh. And even the Talmidei Chachamim asked, Ma Nishtana V'chule. U'kesha Haben or Isha Shorolet Ein Tzarech Lamar Ma Nishtana. The Rama just points out technically that if someone's actually asking all these questions, what's going on, you don't have to start saying or singing, Ma nishtana ala madchil avadim, you can start from avadim hayinu right away. But of course, who's going to want to miss out on singing Ma nishtana and listening to their kids? Okay, very good. Okay. Ukeshamatchil avadim hayinu lefaro, and we start that paragraph. Machaziar kera shavah matzah lefanav. So we bring back or uncover the matzahs. Right? Because before we took it away when we sang Ma nishtana. So now we bring it back, also for asking questions, what's going on? Are we taking away the bread? Okay, so now we're starting Magid, and we bring it back to the table. V'korei kol Haggadah, while the Haggadah is open, while we're saying the whole Haggadah, we see the matzahs, because that's part of the whole story. Right? The matzahs remind us of the whole story, and that's the lechamoni v'chulei. V'korei kol Haggadah, you say the whole Haggadah. U'keshi yagia l'matzah zo, when you reach, right at the end, by Rama Gamliel, the three mitzvos, so we say, matzah zo, this matzvah, tzarich lagbiya larot alam subim, shetichat veiv ha-matzah mitzvah aleyam. So lachatchila, you pick it up, or you show it, either all of them, or the Rama says, v'yesh lagbiya matzah ha-prusa shikat lechem oni, or you actually lift up, in particular, the broken matzah, the one we use for yachatz, because that's it's broken, it's even more of a lechem oni. Okay, and that's to show a chibuv of mitzvah and to brings the story more alive. Okay, v'chen kishyagi alav maror zen. Same thing. When you get to maror, you lift it up. But when you say ha-pesach, we all know we don't lift up the zroa or the meat because it looks a little bit like you might be saying this is the actual korban pesach and you're outside the Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's kachim bachutz, and that's a problem. Mishnah Berurah just points out when we say the nasach v'nochal sham mina zvachim or mina psachim, you say zvachim first and then psachim. Why? Because psachim is nechal alasova. So the way it works is in the Pesach night, you needed to make sure you ate the last part of your meal was from the korban Pesach. So if you had a big korban Pesach, a big portion for you, then that's all you need to eat. But if you saved, you shared your Korban Pesach with a whole lot of people, there's only going to be a little bit for you to eat, kazayit or whatever, so then you want to eat a little bit more meat, right? Everyone wants to eat. And so then you eat from the Korban Chagiga first until you are starting to get full, and then you eat your last kazayit, at least from the Korban Pesach.
Some Haggadahs, they switch the Lashon on to Shabbos. What's the rationale for that?
Because you can't be makpid
Svachim. Ah. I think the Rama is about to say that, or no? I don't know. We said it yesterday. Anyway, so that's the answer. Because the Chagiga is brought erev the night before the day of on erev Pesach. The Korban Pesach is Doche Shabbos, but the Chagiga is not Doche Shabbos. So on Motzei Shabbos, you wouldn't be eating the Chagiga. Very well. When you get to Lefichach, Magbia ko echad koso biyado ad shechotim gaal Yisrael. Oh, that's where it is. I know I saw it somewhere. Okay, Sharat Zion says that. So then, when you get to Lefichach, you lift it up, the cup, right? Because whenever we want, because Lefichach is part of the Shira and Halo, and for kavod of the Shira, we always want to say Shira on a cup of wine. Okay, agav, v'nolag yinizuk me'at minag kos be'etzva'os. We're all familiar. There's a minag to take, this is minag ashkenaz, to take your finger, I don't know, some use their pinky, whatever, you take a finger, and you dip from your cup of wine, and you spill it onto the plate 16 times. Kunshagila dam, va'esh, v'timot ashan, those three words, that's three. V'chen kishamazki, ramakos, and then the 10 makos, and then when you say ditzach adash be'achav, the acronym, so that's three words, v'chlal u'befrat hakol tet zayin pe'amin. Mishnah Berurah says that's one of the names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, has 16 letters. Okay, and just to point out, the minhag by Sfardim is they actually take the cup and they pour it out when they say each one of the Esra makos.
You refill it?
And then you refill it, for sure. Some also refill by Ashkenazim, but they for sure have to. Okay. V'yeh hapad megula b'sha'a sh'omer agada ad lefichach sh'ochez akos biyado. And the bread, should be covered up. Yeah, part magula b'shash omer. Wait, when you're saying the Haggadah, the bread is the matzah is revealed. But now you're covering up. But when you're saying this over the cup of wine and you're about to drink it, and Ashkenazim do say another bracha, you are about to read. So then we cover that up because it is not to embarrass the matzah. Tav ayin dalet al kosheni ein bevarchin. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, on the second cup, we don't say Borei Pri HaGefen. Shows that Kos Sheni. So on the second cup of wine, right, the four cups, the Ein Mevarech Halav, Lo Bracha Rishona, Velo Bracha Achrona. You don't say the before or after Bracha. You don't say Borei Pri HaGefen on the second cup. Shein Mevarechim Borei Pri HaGefen, Himal Kos Shel Kiddush, Vel Kos Shel Birkat Hamazon. Because you only say the bracha Borei Pri HaGefen on the first cup, and when you say the bracha on the first cup, you have a mind for the second cup. And then since you bench, that's a hefsek, so then you say a new bracha on the third one, and you have a mind that includes the fourth one. So you don't need to say it on the fourth one. Okay. Right, so even though there are four cups of wine, each one has its own status of its own mitzvah, but for the bracha of Nehenin, there's no Hesach Hadas. You know you're going to... Everyone knows there's four cups tonight. Everyone knows they're going to get to the second one. So therefore, there's no reason to say another bracha.
Mishnah Berurah says in Sikkot Daleh, Mishnechil Ba'Hagadah Asur Lishtov.
Yeah. So let's read the Haggah and you'll see. Haggah V'hamin Hagabein Ashkenazim, but the Minhag Ashkenazim. All right, you'll see this in the Haggadahs. Levarech bracha rishona al kos vakos. You say a bracha Borei Pri HaGefen on all four kosos. Bracha achrona mevarkin rak achar achron levad v'chein dat rov ha-gaonim. And as most gaonim say, you only say a bracha achrona on the last one, because you said birkat hamazon on the works on HaGefen for the first two, and you say what's the difference? Now, just very interesting. This is one of the few places. We're going to see by Chanukah, by lighting candles, is another one. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, and the Ramah paskins like the Rambam. So just an interesting flip. And also by the lighting the candles, you have that same flip.
The whole difference between them is the Bracha Rishona for the second and fourth cup.
Right, that's the whole difference. Exactly. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes, it's from the Gra and the Magen Avraham, two reasons why you do need to say a new bracha. Either because each of the Arba Kosas is its own mitzvah, Chazal said, has special chashivut, here we want you to say a new Borei Pri HaGefen. Even though it's for the purposes of Birkas HaNanin, you wouldn't need to, but they established that you do over here. And another reason is because we know you don't drink wine during the whole Haggadah that we learned the other day. So therefore, you have a mind, you're not drinking more wine. All right, so it depends how you look at it. You know you're not drinking more wine until you get to that second cup. So that's machloka between the two opinions. Okay, let's get to Tav Ayin Hey Yeter Dine HaSeder. Now let's go through the rest of the Seder. Aleph. Yitol Yadav Yivarech Al Netil HaSedayim. So now this time you're going to wash your hands with a bracha, right? This is urchatz, right? No, yeah. So rachitz. What is the word again? Kadesh, urchatz, karpas. Rachza, there you go. V'yikach ha-matzos k'seder she'anicham. And now you're going to pick up all the matzos. Ha-prusa ben shtei hashlemos. So you have a broken half, right? In the middle one. So now you're going to lift up all three, the two and a half. So that this way you have lecha mishnah with a shalim. That's when you say hamotzi, you're going to have. So here he writes v'yochazim biyado v'yivarech hamotzi v'al achilas matzah. While you're holding the two and a half, you say those two brachos. Many of us put down the middle one. Put down the bottom one, one of the shlemos, when we say al achilas matzah. V'yachar kach. Yivza me'ashlema ha'elyona, and then you're really accomplishing the same. It's fine either way. And now, initially you're going to save the third one. You're going to save for later. But initially, you're only going to eat from the top one and a half. Umehaprusa mishteyan biyachad. And you want to eat from the two of them. Vit belem bemelach. And he writes, and like always, it's better to dip it in salt. Hagav ein amenag l'tav bemelach laila rishona depatnaki ein sarich melach. And the Ramah just says, normally we do say you should dip it in salt, but because you want to make it less flavorful, more of lechem oni, for tonight, since it's clean and you don't need the salt, better just to leave out the salt. Okay. So, just to point out, he says it's better to you, when you eat the matzah, and you're passing it around at the Seder night, it's best that each person gets a piece from the top one and a piece from the middle one. It's not just you take the top one and a half and everyone gets any piece from anywhere. Lechatchila, it's ideal to at least everyone should get at least a nibble. I mean, really you want to get a kazayit, but that's never possible. You have to always add more matzahs. But everyone should at least try and get a nibble from each one, because one is designated for l'shem hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and one of them is the middle one is designated for alechilas matzah. So each one has its own purpose, ideally. Again, it's not crucial. You just have to have a kazayit from that night and at least eat something from one of those. V'yochlam behaseba biyachad kazayis mikol echad. And again, lechem chila, you should eat from, right, you have to eat leaning, but lechem chila, when you eat it, you should have a kazayis from the top one and a kazayis from the middle one. Again, that's not really possible with our size matzahs, if you have a lot of people at the table. It depends. And if you can't eat two kazesim all at once, it's too much for you, then you should put a kazayis of hamotzi in your mouth, eat that, and then put another kazayis of achilas matzah in your mouth. Okay, so look, now the only thing that's necessary is that in total you have a kazayis, and in total you eat it within kedei achilas pras. That's the minimum requirement. There's one kazayis, you have a mind, it's for hamotzi, you have a mind, it's for achilas matzah, and you have to eat it kedei achilas pras. L'chadchila, we do try and eat two kazesim, and if you can manage putting them in your mouth at one time, that's fine. If you can manage swallowing them at the same time, that's even better. If there's no chashash of choking and danger. With today's shiurim, for most of us, it's a sakanas nefashos to try and swallow two kazesim at once, and I do not recommend it. V'acharka achikach kazayis amaror v'ishkenu kula b'charoses. And you take a kazayis amaror, and now you dip it in, right? This amaror, you dip it. So some say you dip all of it b'charoses, some say you only have to do a little bit. Shulchan Aruch writes all of it. V'yelo yashenu b'tocho shul yivato tam miriroso. And you don't leave it in there for too long, because you don't want to lose you don't want to lose all the bitterness from the maror. V'tam zeh tzarech l'nar b'charoses melav. And therefore, you want to make sure you shake it off, so that you want to have a little bit of the charosis on there, but very little, so that you don't not taste the maror. Yivarech, before you eat, you say, al achilas maror. Yechalenu below haseba. And now you don't have to eat it with haseba, because this is more of derech avdut and acherut, but you are allowed to, if you want to, you are allowed to lean, you don't have to eat it again. Okay, it's just, there's no minhag or need to lean, but it doesn't take away from eating. You don't have to eat another kazayis if you do lean. V'yachar kach notel matzah eslishi suvotzeya mimena. And then you take the third matzah, right, that we saved, the bottom one. V'korecha yimamar v'tovla b'charosis. And now you take that third matzah, you eat it with maror, right, we call korech, and you dip it into the charoset, because this is the maror, according to Hillel. Haga, v'yesh omim de'ein letavlo v'chein hu b'minagim v'chein ra'iti noagim. So some do and some don't. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, even by Ashkenazim, most Achronim say, like the Shulchan Aruch, you should dip it in dip it into charosis, which I think is what most of us do.
This man based in Mikdash would move to after the meal, wouldn't it?
So let me just finish reading. Ve'omer zecher l'migdash kehillel. And we say this, zecher l'migdash, according to Hillel, the ochlan biyachad b'haseba, and you eat it together with haseba. Because according to Hillel, when the Beis HaMikdash was chayim, you wouldn't eat matzah first, and then marwar, and then korach. You would only eat
korban pesach wrapped in matzah and marwar.
All together.
Like
I'm not sure. As it could be according to Hillel, you would eat matzah first. I don't know.
Sure.
But that could be. But when it comes to maror, you would never eat the maror by himself. You would always eat the maror together, like you said, with the korban pesach, with the matzah. Exactly.
A minhag which we adapted into the Haggadah of eating it in the korach, right?
Exactly.
So that's what I mean, is that really that should be after Shulchanah when we eat afikom. But we moved it to before the Shulchan Aruch.
If you're only going to eat one kazayas,
because we're not having Korban Pesach.
Uh-huh. If you're only having one kazayas of Korban Pesach,
yeah,
then I guess you would have to save Mara for the end. If you had two, then maybe not.
Okay.
Very, very well pointed out. Okay. And the reason why you do a seba now is because with kriha of ochlan biyachad be seba, because you're eating matzah, and the matzah requires a seba. Now, once you say the bracha of al achilas matzah, lo yasiach v'davar she'enam inyan asuda ad sheyochal kri chazal. In other words, basically that means once you wash your hands from urchatz and you say even before netilas, you say the bracha of netilas adayim. Once you wash your hands, you cannot talk until you finish korech, because you're constantly going to be running into a stick of something. And of course, you need to speak regarding the matzah. You need to say, "I need a piece of matzah, and I need by marwar." Pass it around. You're allowed to, okay. Kedei she'ta'aleh birkat achila matzah, birkas achilas marwar gam lakri chazel, because you want to make sure of achilas matzah and achilas marwar also goes on to this kricha of korech. Okay, base. If you only have, you don't have any other vegetable. At the beginning of the Seder, we're going backwards now. When it comes to karpas, and you want to have a vegetable, but you don't have any vegetables for some reason, the only thing you have is your maror. So what do? When you do karpas, you use maror. And you say, Yevarechala betibul rishon, during karpas you say on this maror, you say borei pri ha'adama, and you say v'al achilas marar, because you're eating the mar. You don't want to eat the mar and then say the bracha later on. It'll be over l'asiyata. But what he says is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and this is what most write, according to the Shulchan Aruch, what do? You just have a nibble of less than a kazayas of your marar, and you're going to save the kazayas of marar for after the matzah, because there's an aim to first have matzah and then have maror, based on the pasuk of al matzos umervorim. So therefore, that's the order. And then when you get to maror, you used up by your brachas already. You don't need to say on achilas maror. You don't say avir pi adama. You already said it already. I just want to point out real quick, interesting question. They ask by thanks to Moshe, we discussed it last week, by chrein. If you use maror for chrein, an obvious question is, it seems clear what's the proper bracha on maror. It seems clear that it used to always be v'rei pri adama. Right? It seems extremely clear. But chrein, if you eat chrein nowadays, straight, raw, whatever, you would probably say shahakol. Magen Avraham says maybe even you wouldn't say a bracha if it's sakana. So in other words, nowadays, since nobody eats chrein without it being cooked or beets or whatever, so then the proper bracha on chrein nowadays is either shahakol or no bracha. But we know karpas has to be brei pri adama. So how can that be? So the Magen Avraham, I'll share two main answers I saw. The Magen Avraham says it's because it must be that in the olden days, when this many years ago, crane used to be Be'pri Adama. It was either more edible or people just used to eat it. It used to be a common food, at least on some level. So that's why the bracha, I guess for a couple thousand years, thousands of years, it must have been Be'pri Adama originally. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bialacha says it could be because it was used special for karpas, for marwar, even though the bracha should be shahakol, because it's used for the mitzvah of marwar has special chashivus. We know like by wine, for example. Wine should be shahakol, it's a juice. But because it's wine, it has special chashivus. So he doesn't say it like that, but it's basically the exact same idea. Since it's used for the mitzvah of marar, it's a mitzvah daraisa. So therefore, it gets its special bracha of Berei Pri Hadama. Okay, let's stop.